New South Wales is in the midst of a multi-billion dollar infrastructure boom. The WestConnex and light rail projects in Sydney alone are expected to create 20,000 jobs. The vocational and education sector is encouraging more women to get qualified and work in highly paid construction roles. And the New South Wales Infrastructure Skills Legacy Program wants to double the number of women in trade-related work. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, just 11% of women hold construction jobs. However, in a related industry, that of traffic control, things are looking up for women.
They're making careers out of it. I think we've got probably four or five of my admin team that work internally in our company right now all started out as female traffic controllers on the road and have worked their way from that into a team leader type position.
Speaking with me there is Brendan Woods, President of the Traffic Management Association Australia and Managing Director of Australian Traffic Control. He estimates 43% of the workforce in his company is female.
I think it's probably due to the fact that they may see other females on the roads as they're driving along, see them doing the work, the pay rates. I think obviously the industry in itself has become more professional and probably safety standards have lifted as well.
Rebecca McNaughton, Resource Coordinator at Workforce Road Services in Sydney, has noticed the same trend.
I'd say it's a good half-half. I mean, I've noticed an increase of more women coming in for a job over the last few years. It was a very male-dominated industry. A lot of motorists and people respond a bit better to women on the road than what they do men.
Miriam Campbell has been working in traffic control for the past 15 years and has noticed a major shift in the gender ratios. Both companies she works for have fairly even splits between females and males.
With Platinum close to 50-50 as far as women, Altus, I don't think there's quite as many. I think it'd be more males to females, but it wouldn't be a big difference. It'd probably be 60-40.
So why are more women donning the hard hats and transforming the traditionally male-dominated industry? Brendan Woods says flexibility is a major factor.
The opportunity to get out and work outdoors, and sometimes they probably prefer the hours a little bit better for in traffic management than, say, the retail industry. So we've got shifts that we can factor in for them so they can still be a part of the workforce as well. The culture around equal opportunity and things like that are out there and more prevalent in the workforce now.
More women are working male-orientated careers now. Like, we're out on the roads. Council employs us. You have women doing asphalting. You have women in mines. You have women mechanics. The world's opened up for employment with women.
According to Miriam, women bring a softer touch to the job.
A nurturing kindness. We normally have a nicer disposition. We're not as quick-tempered or as aggressive. And we tend to be more caring and helpful towards the public.
Rebecca McNaughton says males' attitudes are changing as well.
Most of my guys will ask for a female to work with. A lot of women do show initiative. They get in there, they have a go, they do the work, and they communicate a lot better.
But unfortunately for the construction sector, male-to-female ratios are significantly more one-sided. Professional positions held by females are at 14%. In the trades, it's less than 2%. Natalie Galea is currently completing her PhD at UNSW, looking at gender diversity within the construction industry.
Interestingly, in the last decade, the number of women has decreased from 17% to around about 12%, kind of the Mount Everest problem, I guess, in the industry. And just to put it into context, construction is probably the fourth largest employer in the country. So it does matter that the industry is so segregated.
She says there's a number of reasons as to why the ratios are so one-sided.
It's not attracting women into the industry, but also women, when they are there, they leave 40% faster than their male colleagues. I think a combination of both the work practices being rigid and quite family unfriendly, and also this tolerance of sexism and bias towards them, so they're not getting the career progression as well that they would want. And just the way that the industry is structured in terms of the informality of, you know, a lot of projects, the project director will pick their team and take their team with them from job to job. So it does create a system of favoured sons.
Despite government initiatives encouraging women to get into these kinds of roles, Natalie says that change needs to come from within the industry itself.
One of the really simple things that could be done is that in inductions that sites, project leaders and construction companies just say we have a zero tolerance of sexism. And just like if somebody was breaking the rules on safety, there'd been zero tolerance and they'd be kicked off the job. I would like that to just be, you know, the norm on a construction site, like it is in most workplaces, that you don't draw a penis on a wall.
And she hopes that moving women from traffic control to construction could be a possible initiative in the future.
The normalisation of having women in and around that workplace, you know, can't hurt matters. Somehow shepherding those women who are traffic controllers into a trade or a construction management role, because they're certainly observing, if not from the logistics point of view, what's going on in the construction site. It'd be great to sort of see an initiative where they say, hey, come and step inside the hoarding.
Traffic management has rapidly transformed over the past few years. But according to Natalie Galea, if construction workplace cultures don't undergo change themselves, then it's unlikely this industry will head down the same path. Georgia Hing, 2SER.